Be seated.
我们接下去要来举办洗脚礼跟圣餐礼。
And we will conduct the sacraments of foot washing and holy communion.
这是严肃的盛会。
This is a solemn occasion.
所以我们现在来祷告，求主与我们同在，祝福这个圣礼。
So let us kneel down and pray to God that He may bless us and be with us.
那因为这个是圣礼，所以我们在这个期间也请我们不要走动。
And please treat these sacraments as serious matters, and please do not enter and leave the chapel during the sacraments.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领。
Let us kneel down and pray. May the Lord guide us.
我们非常感谢神，在我们圣荷西这个大家庭，今天增加了三位的姐妹。
We thank God for adding three new sisters to our family in the San Jose Church.
这是主耶稣的拣选，主的怜悯，也是弟兄姊妹大家努力工作的结果。
This is due to God's choosing and His guidance, and also the fruit of the labors of our work.
我们现在要为这三位姐妹来举办洗脚礼。
And now we will perform the sacrament of foot washing on these three sisters.
在我们真耶稣教会有三个典礼。
There are three sacraments in the True Jesus Church.
所谓典礼必须符合三个条件。
And there are three criteria for something to become a sacrament.
第一个，它跟得救有关。
First, they're related to our salvation.
第二个，主耶稣曾经做过示范。
And second, the Lord Jesus performed it himself.
第三个，主耶稣吩咐我们去做。
And third, he commanded us to do likewise.
所以婚礼丧礼不是典礼。
So, wedding or funeral are not sacraments.
它是一个仪式。
They are ceremonies.
那典礼就是洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
Sacraments are baptism, foot washing, and holy communion.
洗礼是用主的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
In baptism, our sins are washed away by the blood of Christ.
是我们重生做新人。
We have been reborn to a new person.
那洗脚礼就是要跟主有份。
And foot washing is to have a part with Jesus.
那圣餐礼是要让我们得永生，跟将来复活有关系。
And holy communion is for us to receive eternal life and be resurrected with Christ.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章
John chapter 13
第一节
Verse 1。
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。洗脚礼的开始提到主耶稣爱人爱到底。
The beginning of thisThis description of foot washing, it tells us that Jesus loved them to the end or to the full extent.
这个带到底有两个解释。
So there are two meanings to this.
一个就是时间上来讲，爱到最后一口气。
In terms of time, Jesus loved his disciples until his last breath.
那以程度来讲，是爱到流下最后一滴血。
In terms of how much he loves them till he shed his last drop of blood.
所以洗脚礼从这里开始的。
And so this is how he washed his disciples' feet.
如果我们把主耶稣看作是普通的一个人，
If we think of Jesus Christ as just a man,
我们的感受就不会这么深。
Then we would not feel his love as deeply.
但是主耶稣是神。
But Jesus Christ is God.
他在天上有大有荣耀。
He was in heaven with glory.
有千万的天使在服侍他。
And he had thousands upon thousands of angels serving him.
那他从天上变成人。
But he turned himself into a man and came to earth.
这是一个极大的牺牲。
It was a great sacrifice on his part.
出于爱。
And he did it because of his love.
因为他要把天国从天上带到人间。
He came to bring the heavenly kingdom to us.
当他降世为人。
He came and was born into this world.
他变成仆人。
And took up the form of a servant.
他可以变君王。
He could have come as a king.
但是他选择做仆人。
But he chose to be a servant.
所以洗脚礼就是耶稣用仆人的身份来洗门徒的脚。
And in the sacrament of foot washing, he took up the form of a servant and washed his disciples' feet.
目的就是要使门徒跟主有份。
The purpose was so that they could have a part with him.
所以至高的神变为卑微的人，这就是爱。
It was out of his love that the Almighty God became a man.
出于爱，他洗门徒的脚。
And out of his the same love, he washed his disciples' feet.
所以第一节讲他爱世界的人，爱他们到底。
So chapter 13 verse 1 says he loved them to the end and showed them the full extent of his love.
然后主耶稣洗脚，我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。六节。
Verse 5.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用手巾擦干。啊，这里讲洗脚礼啊，就是主耶稣拿一条手巾束腰，然后水倒在盆里洗门徒的脚，然后用手巾来擦干。
This is how he performed foot washing. He got up and took a towel, wrapped it around his waist, and poured water into the basin and washed his disciples' feet.
衣服常常代表人的身份。
Clothing represents our status.
脱掉衣服就是他舍弃的尊贵的身份。
And when Jesus took off his outer clothing, it represents him removing his status.
拿手巾束腰，这是仆人的一种装饰。
And he wrapped a towel around his waist as a servant would.
然后洗门徒的脚。
And he washed his disciples' feet.
那第六节讲彼得，意思洗到彼得，彼得就开始有一个问题。
And verse 6 tells us Simon Peter doubted when it was his turn.
说主，你洗我的脚吗？
He asked the Lord, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
他称耶稣做主。
He called Jesus Lord.
表示他是仆人。
Because he considered himself the servant.
在世界上没有主人洗仆人的。
No one, no Lord or master in the world will wash his servant's feet.
所以他有个问号，你洗我的脚吗？
So Peter asked, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
所以他不敢让主洗脚。
He dare not allow Jesus to wash his feet.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得说，你永远不可洗我的脚。
No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
所以主耶稣对彼得的问题一个回答就是，你不给我洗，你就与我无份。
So Jesus' answer to Peter was, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
那这个跟主无份，当然就跟主耶稣的国度没有份。
And to have no part with Jesus means to have no part with his kingdom.
那我们人得救就会有问题。
But that means to have no part with his salvation.
但是这个是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
所以前面主耶稣告诉彼得。
Jesus had told Peter.
我所做的你如今不知道。
You do not realize now what I am doing.
但是后来你要明白。
But later you will understand.
为什么不知道？
Why doesn't he know it now?
因为这是一个奥秘。
Because it is a mystery.
比方说洗礼。
Take baptism, for example.
你用眼睛看是用水。
When we observe baptism, it is performed with water.
但是洗礼也是用主耶稣的宝血。
But we are also baptized in the blood of Jesus Christ.
那你没有办法用理性来解释。
You cannot rationalize it.
耶稣2000年死了。
Jesus Christ died 2000 years ago.
今天你要哪里去拿他的宝血？
Where can you find his blood to wash away your sins?
但是这是主讲的话。
But Jesus told us these things.
所以主的灵运行，照着主的话这样去做，在灵里面就有主耶稣的宝血的显现。
When we obey his commandments and his spirit, Holy Spirit move among us, and then there his blood is in the water of baptism.
所以在全世界的真耶稣教会。
So in the true Jesus churches throughout the world,
都常常有人看到洗礼有耶稣的宝血。
Many witness visions of the blood of the Christ in the water.
又不是每个人看到。
But not everyone can see that.
如果每个人看到，这是物质的血。
If everyone could actually see the blood of the Christ, then that's probably something physical.
但是有的人看到，有的人没有看到。
Some have witnessed the blood of Christ, some have not.
这是主的宝血在灵里面的显现。
Because it is only revealed to a person in the spirit when God chooses to.
要洗掉我们灵里面的罪。
It tells us that the blood washes away our sin in the spirit.
那这是奥秘。
It is a mystery.
神开我们的心，我们就听得懂，就有信心。
And when only when God opens our heart and we hear and we will understand.
那洗脚礼要跟主有份。
So foot washing is to have a part with Jesus.
这个也是奥秘。
It is also a mystery.
那如果神开我们的心，我们就能够明白。
And if God opens our heart, we too will understand.
那神怎么开我们的心
？How does God open our heart?
真理的圣灵，就是用圣灵让我明白真理。
Through the Holy Spirit of truth, only the Holy Spirit can help us understand.
所以后来你必明白。
So Jesus said, later you will understand.
在基督教这么多教派里面
，There are many Christian denominations and churches.
只有真耶稣教会洗脚礼是典礼。
Yet only the true Jesus Church considers foot washing as a sacrament.
因为这是圣灵开导我们明白。
Because it was revealed to us by the Holy Spirit Himself.
我们在加拿大有一个阿富汗来的回教徒的姐妹来接受洗礼。
There is a sister in Canada who was formerly a Muslim.
那她洗礼完在教会办洗脚礼。
And so after she was baptized, she returned to the chapel and we washed her feet.
哦，当这个洗脚礼的的帮她洗脚礼的这个姐妹啊，奉耶稣的名跟她洗脚的时候，忽然间她发现周围的教会人都不见了，他真的看到主耶稣在跟他洗脚。
And so, as the sister who was performing foot washing on her said, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I wash your feet." The sister saw that everyone disappeared, and only the Lord Jesus Christ was washing her feet.
她非常感动，她流下眼泪。
And she was moved to tears.
等到洗脚礼完毕了
，And after foot washing,
哎，会堂又出现了，弟兄姊妹又在前面。
And the chapel and the brothers and sisters reappeared to her.
所以这个洗脚礼是一种奥秘。
This shows us that foot washing is a mystery.
所以我们能够接受洗脚，这是福气。
And it is a great blessing to have our feet washed.
要跟主有份。
Because we will have a part with the Lord.
那彼得听了，他马上改变了。
And so when Peter heard Jesus' reply, he changed his attitude.
所以第九节
，verse 9.
不但我的脚，连手跟头也要洗。
Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说洗过澡把脚一洗全身就干净了。
Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath need only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean.
那这个洗脚礼虽然是典礼啊，但是这个洗脚礼讲深一点就变成灵修。
So foot washing is a sacrament, but it is also has a great spiritual teaching.
所以不是说新受洗的才要接受洗脚礼的道理啊，我们每一个信徒都要常常来用这个道理来洗我们的心。
The truth and the spiritual teaching of foot washing is not just for the newly baptized members, but for everyone to practice.
那这里说主耶稣说你们不都是干净的。
And Jesus continued to say, not all of you are clean.
那门徒也听不懂。
But the disciples did not understand at the time.
十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣原知道要卖他的事，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For he knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said not everyone was clean.
因为在这个时候，犹大已经决定要卖耶稣。
At that time, Judas had determined to sell the Lord.
他的心呢，在神看起来是有罪，所以是不干净的。
So God saw that his heart was with sin and unclean.
但是主耶稣其实赦免他，所以洗他的脚。
But the Lord Jesus had already forgiven Judas and washed his feet.
那希望用这样来感动他，改变这个意思，这样卖耶稣的意思。
And he did so in the hope to turn Judas around and not to betray the Lord.
因为卖耶稣这个后果是相当严重的。
Because the consequence of betraying the Lord is dreadful.
因为他是义人。
Jesus was a righteous man.
那今天这个告诉我们什么
？So what does this teach us？
虽然有一些有时候我们别人的软弱会得罪我们。
At times, people will sin against us when they're weak.
就好像犹大要卖耶稣得罪耶稣。
Just as Judas sinned against the Lord Jesus.
但是我们要效法耶稣。
But we must follow the Lord's example.
从心里要赦免。
And forgive them from our heart.
那这样我们才能够跟别人和好。
And then we can be reconciled with others.
那有时候这个教会生活久了之后，人跟人的关系就硬化了。
And after we've been in the church for some time, perhaps our relationship becomes stale.
就是我们常常一个人的软弱一直得罪我们，到最后我们就有的就不理他了，有的根本就不管他了。
Perhaps certain brothers sisters keep irritating you, and in the end, you just decide to ignore them and have no part with them.
那洗脚礼就是叫我们要赦免这个人。
But the foot washing teaches us to forgive.
那如果真的我们把洗脚礼行出来以后，我们发现弟兄姊妹不管怎么得罪我们，到最后还是关系还是新的。
And if we practice the teachings of foot washing, then no matter what brothers and sisters do to us, our relationship can still be new every day.
因为如果主耶稣能够接纳他，
if the Lord Jesus can accept that certain brothers or sisters,
那主的爱充满我们里面，
then if the same love of God fills our heart,
我们就能够接纳这个人，
then we too can accept that brother or sister.
今天我们为什么没有办法接纳某一些人？
But why can't we get along with others today?
因为我们用人的爱来爱他。
Because we love from a human love.
那人的爱是有选择性的。
Human love, chooses who to love.
那神的爱是接纳的。
But God's love accepts everyone.
所以洗脚礼啊，就是要告诉我们赦免，然后大家能够和好。
And so foot washing teaches us to love and to forgive and be reconciled.
好像主耶稣赦免犹大。
Just as the Lord forgave Judas.
那在这里就把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus Christ also said, if you wash your feet, then your whole body is clean.
这个脚也代表我们的行为。
Feet.Represents our deeds.
所以我们洗礼完以后，当然我们的罪都洗干净了，我们现在穿白衣。
After baptism, our sins have been washed away and we have put on a white robe.
但是这个世俗的世界里面有很多会让我们沾染污秽， 会犯罪。
But as we live in the world, our robe will be dirtied.
那要怎么办？
So what shall we do?
我们常常在神面前悔改。
We must repent before the Lord.
约翰一书说，只要我们愿意悔改，神就赦免。
First John tells us, if we repent, God will forgive us.
那全身就干净，你衣服又是洁白的。
Then our body will be clean once again.
所以最重要是神要我们常常在他面前有悔改的心。
What God wants us to do is to repent before Him.
第一个，我们要立志不犯罪。
Be determined not to sin again.
第二个，我们真的一时软弱犯罪要悔改。
And if we sin in our weakness, then we must repent and ask for forgiveness.
神赦免我们罪以后，我们就不需要有罪恶感。
And when God forgives our sin, we no longer need to feel guilty.
因为神已经赦免了，洗干净了。
Because God has forgiven us and washed our sins away.
让我们的良心就平安了。
And our conscience will be at peace again.
再来看13章。
Let's read verse 13.
13节。
Chapter 13, verse 13.
你们称我夫子，称我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。四节。
14.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且给你们洗脚，你们应当彼此洗脚。这里主耶稣说，我是老师啊，夫子，我是主。
Jesus is teacher and Lord.
他也没有否定说这不错。
He did not deny his status as teacher and Lord.
既然是这样，我给你们洗脚。
But he says, I am your Lord and teacher, but I have washed your feet.
你们要照我的样式去彼此洗脚。
You also should wash one another's feet.
这个就在讲服事。
And this teaches us about serving one another.
在世界的机关啊，都是有权。
And any organization of the world, there is a sense of power and authority.
所以在公司里面有权。
And certain people have power in a company.
但是我们在教会没有权啊。
But that is not the case in the church.
教会是大家自愿来的，有什么权？
Because we come voluntarily, and where is power?
所以我们在教会里面，你没有办法运用什么权去管谁，去命令谁。
No one can exercise.Has a special power to rule over anyone in the church.
那主耶稣怎么带领门徒？
And so how did the Lord lead his disciples?
他用榜样。
He set examples for them.
用服事。
He served them.
服事他们，让他们受到感动，他们自然就跟着主耶稣走。
He served them so that they would be moved and be led by the Lord.
一个这么伟大的主，
Such a great God.
他谦卑来洗我的脚。
He humbled himself to wash their feet.
我被他感动了。
Then we will be moved.
他讲的话我就愿意听。
Then we will listen and obey his words.
所以在教会里面，
In the church,
我们讲的是服事。
We need to emphasize service.
所以我们加入这个教会就是学习主的榜样。
And when we become part of the church, we learn from the example of Jesus Christ.
大家彼此服事。
Let us serve one another.
那教会没有权。
There is no power structure in church.
只有主耶稣的榜样，我们彼此服侍。
But only serving one another like the Lord served us.
所以教会里面虽然有圣职人员，有负责人，这不是地位的高低。
There are workers and ordained workers in the church, but that does not carry with it any status.
这是他们在 教会里面服事的一个职分。
The workers only carry out the work that is given to them by God.
所以洗脚礼就是叫我们在教会要服事。
The foot washing teaches us to serve.
17节。
17.
你们知道这个事若去行就有福了。
And if you do these things, you will be blessed.
如果我们接受洗脚，然后把洗脚礼的道理行出来，我们就要得福。
And when we accept, receive the sacrament of foot washing, and we do carry out the teachings, then we will be blessed.
所以洗脚礼不是风俗。
Foot washing is not merely a custom.
如果风俗就跟得神的恩典没有关系。
If it's a human custom, then it would have nothing to do with God's blessing or salvation.
这是典礼，所以我们去做就有福气。
It is a sacrament, and if we do them, we will be blessed.
那我们现在要一起现在要为我们新受洗的三位姐妹来办洗脚。
So now we shall wash the feet of our three sisters.
我们请周慈四娘帮他们洗脚。
We ask Sister Jenny shall to wash their feet.
来唱诗295首。
Let's sing hymn 295.
我们请把鞋子袜子脱下来。洗脚礼到这里结束。
This concludes the sacrament of foot washing.
即低头来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
好，我们接下去请郑传道来办圣餐礼。
Now we will continue with the Holy Communion.
请大家一起同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence the sacrament of Holy Communion.
奉主耶稣圣名开始圣餐礼。
Let's sing hymn 296.
请唱诗296首。同心默祷。
Let us remember his death.Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Holy Communion, sacrament of Holy Communion is one of precious sacrament.
圣餐礼是一个非常宝贵的圣礼。
And that's why our church usually at the end of the spiritual convocation, we are holding this Holy Communion.
所以在我们灵恩布道会结束之前我们通常都办圣餐礼。
Because we know in our human nature, we have very selfish nature.
人都是自私的。
We always are seeking for our glory and our own interest.
我们总是寻求自己的荣耀，寻求自己的益处。
That's why we come to the Lord, we can see how precious He came to this world to die for us, to save us, such kind of sinner like us.
所以我们来到主面前可以看到主耶稣为了我们这些罪人所做的牺牲与爱的奉献。
So we before we partake the Holy Communion and we can remember of his death and the meaning of his precious death.
所以在我们还没有领受圣餐之前我们一起来思考他的爱。
And please turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter ten verse, First Corinthians chapter 11, sorry.
哥林多前书第十一章。
11 from verse 23, 23
to 29. 十一章二十三节到二十九节。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night.In which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, He broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unearthly manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And for he who eats and drinks, eat and drinks judgment to himself, if he does judge the body rightly. This is also that we know the Apostle Paul, he received this precious instructions received from the Lord Jesus directly.
保罗从主领受这宝贵的圣餐礼的道理。
Apostle Paul is not one of the 12, but Jesus himself directly gave this, this understanding the, as inspiration, he gave it to him.
其实保罗并不是原来的十二使徒之一，但是神亲自的启示他这样子的一个真理跟教训。
And all the book of Gospels mentioned about this, the Lord's Supper for this Holy Communion.
我们看到在福音书里面，主耶稣为我们怎么样的受苦。
Now we can see the verse 24 here. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
24节告诉我们说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And 25, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
25节，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝这的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
A man is very forgettable nature.
我们人都是健忘的。
We easily forget about the grace. We easily forget about the receive from others grace and the love.
我们常常忘记了神的恩典，还有从人来的一些恩惠。
Sometimes we think the Christian itself is a granted, so that we think we just become a Christian, because we make a decision to make a Christian.
甚至有时候我们觉得说，我们身为基督徒呢，是我们自己做的决定。
We have to understand that our Christian, we chosen by God, it's not because of us, it's because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要深深的了解到说，我们身为基督徒并不是由自己的选择，而是神拣选了我们。
Without his sacrifice on the cross, then we do not have such hope for eternity in the kingdom of God.
如果主耶稣没有在十字架上牺牲的话，那我们就没有这个永生的盼望。
So remember of his death is very precious.
所以我们对于主耶稣的牺牲是一件非常宝贵的事情。
And bring us to understand his love and his sacrifice.
也借此让我们能够了解到他的大爱与牺牲。
You know, the sacrifice is not just only a few minutes we close our eyes, we sacrifice, but sacrifice is keeping up whole things.
其实呢，牺牲并不只是几分钟把眼睛闭上的事情，而是一个一辈子所做出的一种付出。
And also true sacrifices come from the true humility.
真正的牺牲也是从真正的谦卑而来。
Jesus mentioned that he came to this world as not to be served but to serve others.
耶稣告诉我们说，他来到这世界上是要服侍人，而不是被人服侍。
So with this spirit, he willing to walk up to the Jerusalem and he died on the cross.
用这种情怀，他在那边为我们牺牲。死在十字架上。
When we look at the true humility, and it also is come from the true love.
其实真正的谦卑也是从真正的爱而来的。
Why Jesus died on the cross? Because the true motivation of his true love.
为什么主耶稣钉死在十字架上呢？不外就是因为他真正的爱我们。
Let us remember his precious his sacrifice.
让我们来了解到他的牺牲是多么的宝贵。
When I look at our children,
当我看到我们的子女
and, that my motivation to love them and truly it makes me to willing to sacrifice for my life and my children, I can tell.
我想我爱他们的动机，甚至到我愿意为他们而牺牲自己的性命。
Always in my heart is my hope is their life is better than my life.
在我的内心深处，我总希望他们过的生活比我更好。
I hope that they become the greater than me.
我总希望呢，他们能够比我更好。
So instead of I am, but instead of they are the one focus in my life.
所以呢，其实我的生活再也不是着重在自己的考量方面，而是呢，只是注重在他们的培养。
As a parent, the most joyful moment somebody prays to my children, I can tell.
我想呢，身为父母最快的一件事呢，就是别人在称赞自己的孩子。
I know, because this is a true love.
我想这个就是真爱，这就是我们。
Why he came to this world just like us, like a flesh form, and he died on the cross? Because he loves us.
其实呢，神来到这世界上，是道成肉身，他这么做完全是因为呢，有这种爱我们的心。
He willing to himself to be like a smaller than us, and so that he come to this world, serve us, and he died on the cross for us.
他来到这个世界上，成为卑微的人。 在十字架上牺牲了，完全为了我们。
I think the church is also the place we can sacrifice each other.
其实呢，我们在教会里头也可以彼此的牺牲。
And also we can sacrifice our life to our Lord Jesus Christ also.
我们也可以把我们的身体跟我们的生命献给神。
So at least we are little things. Of course, we cannot pay back everything, but at least a little portion of our life we can dedicate to God.
尽管我们没有办法做出多么伟大爱的动作，但是呢，我们在我们微小的事情上面，我们却可以回报神的爱。And
also let us remember when he died on the cross as a sinless one.
我们必须了解到主耶稣是一个无罪的身体献在十字架上。He
demanding us, let us our life to be holy also.
同样的，他也要求我们过一个圣洁的生活。But
we know we have a great challenge in the 21st century.
我们知道在这21世纪有很多的挑战。
Now we know a lot of out there the sin around us, which is a very reachable distance.
其实呢，在我们的周遭也充满着罪恶，在我们的周遭环伺的要攻击我们。
We do not live in a very far from the people, far from the city, but we live in the city, which is a simple place.
其实呢，我们并不是生活在偏远的地方，而是就生活在这里。We
know we access all kinds of mass media, and then also kind of internet. We using it.
我们呢接受到了大众传播媒介的影响，还有网络的影响。Yes,
it is a part of entertainment, but many times these turn out to be great monster to destroy our faith also.
其实这些呢似乎是娱乐，但是却是来摧毁我们的灵性。
All the worldly concept and all the sexual immorality kind of coming in through this.
其实呢，借着这种大众媒介的传播呢，让我们受到这世界上思潮还有一些性泛滥的影响。
If we do not truly commit our life,
如果我们没有觉知的来跟随主,
though easily we our life, spiritual life, are vulnerable to the sin then.
那我们的灵命呢，将非常的脆弱。
And we have to keep follow our path of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要不断的跟随主的脚中行。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16.
彼得前书第一章15节跟16节。
But like the Holy One who called you, and be holy yourself also in all your behavior. 16. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And it is first also Peter quoted from the Old Testament, the Leviticus, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
其实呢，彼得在这边所说的是在旧约利未记里头的记载，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why the Israelites are so precious in the sight of God? Because these people separate from the from others.
为什么以色列在神的眼中呢是多么的宝贵？因为他们是分别为圣的。
Yes, we have a flesh life of, with a flesh in this life in this world.
当然，我们是带着血肉活在这个世界上。
But our Christian path, Christian life, should be different than the Gentile.
但是呢，我们基督徒的生活却与世人的生活回然不同。
We supposed not to be compromised with this world.
我们不能与这世界妥协。
We should not accept their philosophy and their concept.
我们也不能够接受他们的思潮还有他们思想的影响。
Our understanding is based on the scriptures and the truth.
我们的了解是基于圣经上的知识跟道理。
So that we have to keep up purity our Christian life.
所以我们在生活基督徒的生活上，我们要保持圣洁。
And also we know that when we participate in Holy Communion, we know we have a one bread. We use one bread.
我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们是同领一个饼。
And telling us that our Lord Jesus Christ is one body.
这也告诉我们说，我们在耶稣基督里是一体的。
All the brothers and sisters participate in one bread.
所有的弟兄姐妹同领一个饼。
It telling us we have to crush ourselves to be the one grain to be the powder.
这也就告诉我们说，我们要破碎自己，成为这个饼。
And we have to forgive each other.
我们要彼此饶恕。
We have to accept each other.
我们要接纳对方。
So they make it possible this one body always. So for the body of Christ to do this way to glorify them.
这样子的话呢，我们能够永远的成为一个耶稣的身体，来荣耀神的名。
And also when we participate Holy Communion.And it gives us a hope for eternity in the kingdom of God.
当我们在领受圣餐礼的时候，我们也得到了这个永生的盼望。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 6.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6, verse 53 and 54.
约翰福音第六章五十三节跟五十四节。
6 verse 53, Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. This is the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who eats his flesh and drink has eternal life.
主耶稣应允我们说：“吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。”
We understand our life is truly motivated by our hope.
其实呢，我们有这个永生的盼望。
While every day morning we get up, we go to work because there's a hope for the wage that we receive from our work.
我们为什么每天去上班呢？因为我们总有那个希望，有一天我们会得到我们的工资。
But we will continue very eagerly because.We want to better life.
我们会这么执着的在我们的职场上呢，因为我们总希望过一个更好的生活。
Our Christian life is a living hope, is eternity in the kingdom of God.
但是呢，我们身为基督徒呢，我们有一个活泼的盼望，就是在天国里面得享永生。
And all the brothers and sisters, we know that there's a life after death.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹都了解到，在死后还有来生。
We believe the life after death is more important than the life at this time now and as a flesh in this world.
那个生命将远远的重要过于我们在这世界上的生命。
Because the life after death is eternity in the kingdom of God. There's no pain, no sorrow.
因为呢，死后的这个永生呢，将带给我们没有伤心，没有难过，只有跟神永远的在一起。
The Bible describes we changed our form like a corruptible form to change to incorruptible form.
圣经上告诉我们说，在那个时刻呢，我们这朽坏的身体要转成那不朽坏的身体。
I'm sure it's the last day, and when Jesus came to this world, we have experienced we raised from the death. We experienced that our changing form of our life, which is incorruptible form is a glorious form of life.
所以主耶稣再来的时候呢，我们这个朽坏的身体将转为不朽坏的身体，来迎接主的再来。
Nobody can harm us.
没有任何人能够侵犯我们。
We know that there's no any sorrow within us.
在我们的心里也毫无忧虑。
And on the last day, he came to this world for the judgment, but we are not under the judgment. We are under the blessing of God. He bring us into His kingdom.
尽管神来要审判世人，但是呢，我们在他的恩典里头，却要被他带到他永远的国度里。
And we looking forward this life after death.
所以其实我们所向往的是这个死后的永生。
At the same time, because of we have this living hope, our life in this world is also precious.
也因为我们有这么一个活泼的盼望，所以我们在世的生活也是宝贵的。
We live in this world with 60, 70, 80 years lives.In this world,
我们在这世界上可能活六七十年，甚至八十年。
If we keep our faith, we continue work hard for our life for God.
如果我们不断的在我们的信仰上面呢，扎根长进。
And then this short period of time, but it becomes a very meaningful time.
在这个短暂的生活里头呢，我们能够活出意义来。
I hope that we our life do not be tempted by the Satan, do not be deceiving by this world.
总希望说我们在过这个世界上的生活，我们不被魔鬼所诱惑，被世界所影响。
We hope that we clearly can see that our living hope, eternity in the kingdom of God, every day is in our life.
在我们每天的生活当中，我们可以明确的看到这个永生活泼的盼望。
And now we can bring the bread that we can consecrate, so that we can ask God to help us. The Spirit can change this bread to the body of Christ.
我们要来祝谢这个饼，在我们祷告之后，就要灵化成主的身体。
This is pure flowers bread.
这是一个无效饼。
And also this is one bread.
只有一个饼。
I hope that we all the brother and sister, one more time we kneel down, we pray to God.
我们再次的跪下祷告。
So that God, our spirit of God can change this one to his body.
在我们祝谢过后呢，这饼将灵化成为主的身体。
It's on your down print.
我们一起跪下祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And thank you, Lord, you bless us throughout this spiritual convocation.
感谢神，在这个灵恩布道会里头，你祝福我们。
It is a blessing that you choose us and bring us into your house.
借着你的恩典与福气，让我们能够被拣选来到神的殿中。
That remind us we are the we belongs to you. We are the inherit your kingdom.
也提醒我们，我们将要承受你所给我们的天国。
And we know that in this world a lot of challenge in our life, so sometimes we discouraged in our faith.
在这世界上，我们过着一个很有挑战性的生活，有时候我们会沮丧。
Sometimes our own weakness that we can easily tempted by this world and Satan.
我们也常常被这个世界和魔鬼所引诱。
But because of your grace and your love, you holding us, you protect us.
但是借着你的爱与恩典，你不断的扶持我们、引领我们、带领我们。
And please your grace and your love continue supply us.So that we can make our journey to be successfully reached to your kingdom.
愿你的慈爱与恩典能够一生一世的跟我们在一起，让我们能够最后达到这个天国的地步。
We know that you came to this world 2,000 years ago.
我们知道两千年前你来到了世间。
And because of your true love, you came to this world, die on the cross for us, for our sin.
因为你对我们真实的爱在十字架上为我们。死了，流出宝血。
Please let us remember that your love and your true sacrifice in our heart.
主啊，让我们从心里面来完全的纪念你的爱与牺牲。
And give us a determination, give us a heart to follow you always.
也让我们有这个心，能够不断的跟随你。
And we bring it here this pure unleavened bread. Now ask you, your spirit can help us.Help to change this one to your body.
主啊，借着你灵的运行，让这个无效饼成为你的身体。
So that we can participate each one of our brother to your one body.
我们也能够借 领受这个饼，能够成为在耶稣里面的一体。
So that we can continue to all the brothers and sisters and all your children to be one mind, one accord to follow and we work in your purpose for your glory.
也借此呢，让我们能够同心合意的弟兄姐妹之间彼此的走向奔走这个天国的道路。
In this manner, as we pray, we ask your blessing in this bread.
我们这样子祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing him 297. Now, Pastor Liang and Deacon Chen come up to help to break the bread.
唱诗297首。
All the brothers and sisters will participate on his body and his blood.
我们已经领受了他的身体与血。
Truly within the Christ, we are one body.
的确的，在耶稣里，我们是一家人。
We hope that all the brothers and sisters will continue to fight for our life, for the good fight.
各位的弟兄姐妹们，我们为了我们这个属灵的生命来征战。
So that you and I, we can finish our journey just like Apostle Paul.
这样子，你跟我就能够像保罗一样的，能够打胜这场美好的仗。
And you mentioned that I have kept the faith.
他已经持守了这个信仰。
Let us keep the faith until the last day of our life.
我们将持守这个信仰直到我们的最后一天。
And he mentioned in the future there is laid out for me a crown of righteousness.
在将来会有那荣耀的冠冕为我存留。
It is a great reward if we continue faithful to God till the last day of our life. Then this is our reward to be.
这个是一个非常极大的奖赏。如果我们能够持续我们的信仰到最后的那一刻，这奖赏将是我们的。
And also, this is the blessing of this church. We have three of them baptized this day, and reborn with the water.
我们非常感谢神祝福我们圣和基督教会，让我们这一次能够有三位姐妹受洗。
We hope to continue. We can pray for our precious sisters, those born with the water this time.
我们也继续的为我们这些新受洗的姐妹们代祷。
And God give them a strength, God the Spirit of God, to guide their life.
愿神给他们力量，也愿神的灵不断的带领他们一生的脚步。
That we continue to gain fellowship with our true love of Christ.
让我们也能够彼此被神的爱来充满。
So that none of us can be failed in the journey of our Kingdom of God.
这样子的话，没有一个人在这奔跑天国路当中落单了。
And also the one verse, this is for the newly baptized, and also for the encouragement for us.
最后呢，我们来翻开《使徒行传》的一段话，为我们新受洗的姐妹，还有各位弟兄姐妹，作为彼此的勉励。
Please turn to Acts chapter 15.
我们来看《使徒行传》十五章。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28 and 29.
使徒行传十五章二十八节、二十九节。
Chapter 15, verse 28 and 29.
使徒行传十五章二十八节、二十九节。
For it seems good to the Holy Spirit to to us to lay upon you no greater burden than this essential.That you abstain from things sacrificed to idol, and from the blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication. If you kept yourself free from such things, you will do well, far well. And here, the first meeting in Jerusalem, and this is the final conclusions, and give us this very important the understanding.
这段话呢是在耶路撒冷会议的最后的结论呢，这些使徒所决定的一件事情。
We know that time there is the member from the converted from the Jewish and from Gentiles.
我们知道那个时候的信徒呢，有一些是从犹太教过来信的，那有一些是外邦的信徒。
Jewish trying to follow the way that their old pattern of their way to believe in God.
那这些犹太的信徒呢，总希望继续的施行他们以前在犹太教的一些规律。
We know the old time circumcision and this kind of big issue, I think, for the Christianity.
所以在那个时候呢，这个割礼的问题呢，是一个非常严重的事情。
This is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the end of their meeting, and concluded with this passage here.
但是呢，由圣灵的带领，在耶路撒冷会议结束之后，就达到了这样的一个共识。
In verse 29, he says, "Abstain from things sacrificed to the idol."
29节说。就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血。
Once we communion with our Lord Jesus Christ, we should not worship the idol. We should not to take any to those who wanna already to offer to the idol. So we should not to take and eat it.
当我们受洗归入基督，我们要禁戒祭偶像的物和血。
God, this is the God hate the most also.
这是神所憎恶的。
Especially with ancient country, the many people have a habit of the worshiping the idols.
在很多的亚洲国家，拜偶像是一件非常。
So we have to be careful.
And here, 所以我们要小心。
And also the from those animal that strangled, and also those blood we cannot take eat it.
所以我们要禁戒血并勒死的牲畜和奸淫。
You know, the blood is the source of life, God said.
神说呢，血就是生命。
So any form that animal's blood, whatever the blood within there, we should not to eat it.
所以我们不应该吃血。
And also the lastly, the sexual immorality.
我们也不能犯奸淫。
Because we not only the United States, but the whole world, and this is the one of a major temptation for the young people, not only young, but all the adults also.
其实呢，不管是在美国或在其他世界的各个国家，也不管是年轻人或者是年纪较大的，
no,
这件事情是非常严重的。
We have to keep ourselves pure from this sin.
我们必须要保持圣洁
，so that we can our life to be pure enough to be please God, and also we can continue to walk our journey to the kingdom of God.
唯有我们保持生活的圣洁，我们才能够得神的喜悦，进到他的国度。
Now we can make a final offer of the last prayer.
我们现在要来献上我们最后一次的祷告。
And especially this prayer, please all the brothers and sisters pray for the newly baptized this time.
在这次的祷告当中，求我们特别，请我们特别纪念新受洗的姐妹。
And also to those pray for Holy Spirit and the fullness of Holy Spirit and sickness to be healed, so it can come forward.
那些愿意求圣灵充满，或者是医病的，请到前面来祷告。
Our church minister can help you pray also.
我们的传道长职能够按手帮你祷告。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。